When obstacles land in the way of Captain Munderland, he has no problem finding a way to overcome them.
Now, being in my situation and being the things that I've been through in life, you know, guys, people look at them like, man, you know, this guy really has a testimony. You know, that's my testimony. You have to go through something. I've been through a lot, and for me to come out to where I'm at now is definitely a blessing.
When scouts questioned if his small frame would be able to defend against some of the top wide receivers, when he overcame countless tragedies growing up, or when he was born 3 months premature.
When I think about it, man, all I do is smile. Like, man, you know, how awesome, you know, God has been in my life. And, you know, the things that my family has been through and the things that I've been through personally, it's like, wow, you know, I done came through it. Things happen, but at the same time, man, I've been blessed. I'm a blessed human being, and, you know, God really has his hand over me.
Born 12 weeks early and weighing only 3 pounds, 8 ounces, Munderland understands the challenges one can face from day one. Knowing he was lucky to overcome those long odds, the Vikings cornerback gives back whenever he can to families in similar situations. He's teamed up with the March of Dimes, Minnesota chapter, to be an example to others.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I say, look at me now. Nobody gave me a chance to live. I was in the hospital for a whole year, in and out of the hospital, going back and forth, back and forth. And man, I really feel like I'm truly a blessing. I'm here today talking to you guys. I'm living my dream. I'm playing in the NFL. It just truly was a blessing. Like I said, premature babies have a special place in my heart because I was one. And let people know that anything is possible. It means a lot. It means a lot, me being a premature baby, me being 3 months early, and just to let everybody know, all the kids and their family, man, everything's gonna be okay. You know, everything happened for a reason, and at the same time, you can do anything you put your mind to it. You know, who's to say that back in 1988 when I was born, 3 months early, that I'll be in the NFL right now? You know, being in a hospital for six months to a year, and you know, doctors saying I barely had a chance to live. You know, tubes in my head and things like that. Let them know anything is possible. You put your mind to it, you keep faith, and, you know, it'll work out.
Putting your mind to it and finding a way to work it out has also been his attitude on the football field, where the eighth-year cornerback is excelling in his role with the Vikings.
I'm just trying to play at a high level. You know, I know the scheme. I know the defense, in and outs of the defense, and I know my teammates. I know my teammates, and you know, I feel like I'm playing at a very high level. I feel like I still can get better. But at the same time, I'm doing what coaches want me to do. They want me to go out there and compete, communicate, and make plays.
After signing a free agent contract with the Vikings in 2014, it took a little time for Captain to adjust to his new surroundings in Minnesota. But last year, he proved his worth and has been one of the key players on the Vikings defense ever since.
When we start competing and said, hey, look, everybody in the secondary is going to compete for a starting job. And this is how it's going to be. And nobody's going to be handed anything. Now you're going to compete. We brought in Newman, and they gave us a chance to compete at the corner. We had a couple other guys at the nickel spot. So that made him work harder, and it made us play at a higher level every week.
Having a big hand in the Vikings' 5-0 start has been rewarding. But as a veteran who's played on playoff teams before, he knows there's still a long way to go.
It's a long season. We got 11 more games. You know, you got 11 more games, so you just got to let the guys know we got still got some work to do. You know, we good. We don't undefeated team in the NFL. You know, everybody know that whoop to do, but at the same time, we still got to work. We still got to come in every day, punch that clock, and get better.
The 2016 Vikings and Captain Munderland both know plenty about overcoming the odds and finding success. Many wrote off the Vikings after injuries to key players mounted, but here they are as the league's only undefeated team. Munderland was told he was too small, overcame being a premature baby, and is now one of the NFL's top slot cornerbacks. Believing and making sure nothing stands in your way of finding success.
Showtime, baby. It's time to eat.
That's something definitely that I always try to overcome is the odds against me and, you know, against my size, against anything, you know, when it, you know, come to me. I'm a guy that's a firm believer. You know, if somebody doubt me saying I can't do something, I can show I go out there and show them that I can. And I've been doing that my whole life. You know, I'm always trying to keep a smile on my face and keep moving upward.